Lockdown is affecting everyone, but it also can affect guide dogs as well. I'm joined by Nathan and guide dog Abby. Hi, Nathan.
Hiya.
So, how are you finding lockdown?
Obviously it's not the best situation to be in. It's not ideal being stuck at home with limited sort of availability to go out and things like that. But everybody is in the same situation, and at the moment, although it's frustrating at times, thankfully, touch wood, there's nobody in my family that have been sort of affected by the illness itself, by the disease. So obviously, I'm thankful for that. So it could be a lot worse, and there are people out there that have got it a lot worse than myself at the moment. So I'm not too downbeat at the moment with my own personal situation. I'm hoping that everyone can come together through this. These situations don't come round very often, thankfully, but as we are in it, I just hope that the world can come together and be better on the other side, if that, once we're through it.
Yeah, definitely. I think that literally sums it up really well. And I think all of that puts it into perspective in a way that obviously we aren't affected as some people are, and we're lucky in a way. So you created a video about how to keep your guide dog entertained and occupied. So I want you to kind of go through some of those things because I think they're really helpful. So how have you been making the most of the daily exercise so that it benefits yourself and guide dog Abby?
As we have been given this freedom to go out in an hour, I thought it was a perfect opportunity to do a bit of both. So I get out there and work her. So we work from the front door to wherever we want to be. And I'm quite lucky. I've got some great places around me. So I can do some great block routes with different sort of directions I can go to keep it interesting for her through her house and estates and things like that. But then I'm also surrounded by some fantastic sort of farmlands and fields where once I get to those destinations, I'm able to let her off on a free run safely, whilst making sure I'm abiding by the social distancing regulations. So I'm mixing the best of both worlds, and I think that's important right now for myself and my mental and physical well-being, but more importantly as well for Abby with her sort of happiness and ability to sort of continue her stimulating work, if that makes sense. So it's the best of both worlds with that.
Mental stimulation as well is really important for dogs. So how have you been keeping Abby mentally stimulated during lockdown?
So obviously we've had the hour walk a day from the house, our exercise, which has been fantastic. But then obviously that's only a small percentage of your day. There's a hell of a lot of day still to get through, which you're going to be spending at home. Now, I'm very fortunate because I have got a back garden, so I'm able to go out there and play games with her out there. And she's, to be fair, she's quite a lazy dog sometimes, so she's quite happy to lay down and go to sleep for a few hours, which is great. But it's still important to carry on doing what you can to entertain her. And 15 minutes of mental stimulating, so playing games and things like that, is equivalent to an hour's exercise for a dog. So actually, although you're not doing a lot yourself, it's really, really, really effective for your dog and sort of their well-being. So by having things like puzzle games, playing hide the treats, practicing obedience, which is important for not just mental stimulation, but for training as well. Doing all those things have so many benefits, and they're important when you're not on lockdown. But whilst you're on lockdown, you don't need space. You can do it indoors, outdoors. There's so many different things you can do, and it just helps pass the time. And you've got all sorts of, like I said, kind of different benefits whilst you're doing that.
You mentioned puzzle games and things like that. Are there any other games that you've been playing with Abby, maybe indoors if people don't have a back garden or things like that?
Yeah, so hiding treats is a fantastic thing, and play the cup game, which again I tried to do this on camera, which was the first time I ever did it with Abby, and it didn't go too well, to be fair. She wasn't quite grasping it, but so that's basically, it's a bit like a party trick. So you put hide food underneath some cups, obviously turn the cups upside down, show them show the dog where the food is. I mean, you don't even have to do that because sometimes it can just figure it out through the power of the nose anyway. But you mix the cups around in different formations, and then the dog has to, you know, figure out which cup it's under, and it gets the treats once it's done that. So again, it's just little fun games that you can do to keep your dog entertained and happy during lockdown. I've always done things anyway, even, you know, pre-lockdown, but obviously it's harder then because you've got work and other things of life that sometimes get in the way. But one thing that I'm determined to carry on doing is make sure I do more of these things, because it's just so, as I said, so good for the dog. But I've actually quite enjoyed it more than I thought I would have done myself. Sometimes when you think about it feels, when you're going through the different things that you have to do, it might sound like a bit of a chore, and but when you actually get into doing it and you see your dog happy, enjoying it, wagging their tail, it's actually quite fun to do yourself as well.
Do you have any final advice for guide dog owners?
But there's a lot of things. So get on the internet and do some research, you know, and see what benefits there are for doing these things, and do sort of take the opportunity to learn about it. I think it's a fantastic thing to understand dog behaviours and sort of their roots of where they've came from, and it really helps. It will help you now during lockdown, but it'll also help you in the future. So, get online, do some research of things you can do and why that's important. And it's just good for yourself. It certainly has been for me. Obviously, I've always said having a guide dog, it's not just about having the mobility to go out and do things, but it's also that having that dog companionship. So during these times, companionship is you know, it's hard to come by. You know, you can't see your family and friends as much as you usually can or at all. We're sort of limited to phone calls and FaceTime and Zoom and, you know, all those different things, which, you know, quite clearly isn't the same as what it used to be. You know, you've got a dog there that loves you to bits, and that's companionship. So enjoy that.
Thank you so much, Nathan. And please stay safe.
Angie, thank you for having me.